We're still good at time.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to First Christian Church. Would you please silence all your electronic devices? And Diane's going to play a prelude for us. Perfect song. We are so glad to see everybody here on this bright, sunny June, a little bit windy morning. Welcome. Some announcements that we have, and also check your bulletin for any updates or something that I might overlook. Father's Day is next Sunday. Bring your father to church. And after church in the afternoon, take him out to Serendipity at the mall for ice cream, which will benefit the Boy Scout troop here. Pastor Cynthia and Charles will be back in Casper this week. Cynthia will be back in the pulpit next Sunday. We'll be excited to hear about all their adventures. Worship on the Mountain and Vacation Bible School are coming up in July. VBS will be July 22nd. It will be up on the mountain, and then the Worship on the Mountain will follow the next day at 11 o'clock. Details to follow. There will be chapel service here on that Sunday, but not the late service. The late service will be up on the mountain. On the bulletin board, there is a list of things to do that did not, there wasn't time to get them done last Saturday during the work day. So there is a list of things that need to be done. Check the list, see what strikes your interest, and everything will benefit the church. Are there any other announcements? If not, let's sing hymn number 56, For the Beauty of the Earth, verses 1, 3, and 5.
Thank you.
And now, since you're still standing, and I did it again, I forgot about greeting each other, so let's greet each other, and then you can sign the friendship sheet. Once we take our seats, we'll start the call to worship. Please join me in the call to worship. Gather to worship, people of God. Do not lose heart, for the unseen God is present and is at work building an eternal dwelling in your hearts.
We will keep our eyes focused on what is eternal.
Glory be to God. Wonderful, majestic, holy one, we come together at your call and sing your praises and offer our prayers. We come in spirit of unity and come with prayers to live in peace. We come seeking your love, O God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hear us as we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to hymn of prayer is number 543. You may be seated. Blessed Assurance. there's any children here, VeggieTales with Mrs. Grooms. And I don't see any little short people today. There's some down there. Okay. So they're on their way.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our card shower today is for Ed Struby. Ed had a heart procedure done, but we're happy to have him here at the church today. But please take a card out and wish him well and tell him it was a blessing today to see him in church. So, and we look forward to seeing him next Sunday as well. So, Ed, thanks for being here. Our ministry prayer partners this Sunday are Kim McBee Ash and the nursing students at the University of Jamestown in North Dakota. If you were here last week, you heard an outstanding presentation and the moving experience of these nursing students going to Africa, and Lonnie McBee had the opportunity to go with them and experience firsthand God's love. Charles and Cynthia McBride. Charles continues to do well over there. They are finishing up their vacation trip. They'll be headed back to towards Rome, I believe it is, and then they'll fly out, I believe it is, on the 13th and get back here on the 14th. So she will be back in the pulpit starting next week. In our bulletin, you'll see that we have prayer concerns for people in cancer and other health concerns. Our senior members who are unable to be with us today, obviously our community and world concerns are out there. I would also ask for prayers for all those who are out of town traveling right now for safe travels. So with that, are there other prayer joys and concerns? Yes.
Yesterday, Linda and Mark Wood took their daughter Sarah down to CYM camp in Newport. And today, Erica Stupak is taking Dylan down. They couldn't write to Dylan because Dylan was at National Jamboree Shakedown Camp Friday and Saturday. So, safe travels for all of them.
Okay. Safe travels for Sarah and Dylan, and also the people who took them down in that. Other joys? Yes, Bob.
Mom will be back home in her townhouse at the end of the week.
Wonderful news. God's placed his healing hand on her, and she is allowed, through her strength in God, has allowed her to heal and move there. Rick?
Continue praying for Dave Baker. He does have cancer. He's in short treatment. There's options. I think they finally caught the plan of cats, so pray for him.
Okay. Continue prayers for Dave Baker as he fights against the cancer. Paul? Prayers for Dorothy Jones' family. Graveside services this week, family only, but prayers for comfort for the family. Others? Seeing none, let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you for the opportunity to come today and rejoice in this house of worship. We are thankful for the warm weather and blue skies and the moisture that you have given us. We ask you to be with all those who are fighting cancer or other serious diseases, including Dave Baker. We ask you to touch them and let them know that you are with them and that your strength will help them through this event. Lord, we ask you to be with our senior members who are unable to be with us during this service. We know that they miss coming to church, and we know that they appreciate the prayers and the visitations that we give them. We ask that you be with them each and every day so they understand the joy and the love that you bring that they are missing through not being in church. Lord, we are thankful for the nursing students of the University of Jamestown, for their desire and willingness to travel abroad to help young mothers, children, so that they may lead a life and understand God's love. Lord, we ask for prayers of safe travel for Sarah and Dylan as they attend the CYF camp. We hope that they bring back the joy from the camp to the rest of this congregation. We ask for prayers of sympathy, for healing and comfort for Dorothy Jones' family as they mourn the loss of Dorothy. God, we appreciate each and everything that you do, and we are blessed to have the opportunity to rejoice in your love. In God's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Today is the second Sunday of Pentecost, and there's envelopes in the pews in front of you for the Pentecost offering. This morning we're going to be watching a short video on the Pentecost offering. So,
the church was there, singing, praying, speaking for wholeness. The church was there, riding buses, marching, preaching. The church was there, fighting for the dignity of all and answering the faithful call. Churches change the world. That's why we're starting more. Come join the movement. Help us plant even more churches. For singing, praying, marching, and preaching. So that together, hand in hand with God, we can change the world.
When Jesus gave the disciples the Great Commission, he told them not only to go into all nations baptizing, but also to obey everything Jesus commanded of them. One of those commands was to break the bread and drink the cup in remembrance of him. Today we come together again, ready to follow those commands of our Lord and Savior. We are also charged with caring for God's creation. And when we bring together our gifts for the work of God's people through stewardship, and God sees us working together, he says, it is good. Communion today will be by intinction. We will please come forward by the center aisle, beginning at the front pew, take a piece of bread, dip it in the cup, and partake. The offering trays are also at the front aisle. and then return to your seat by the outside aisle. If you prefer to remain seated, you will be served. And you also can bring your prayer cards up. Communion hymn is Fill My Cup, Lord, hymn number 351 in the Red Book. He took a loaf of bread, and having given thanks, said, "This is my body, broken for you." In the same way, do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup, also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink in it, remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let us pray.
Lord Jesus, we come to this table knowing that you alone have paid the price for sin. We thank you for the finished work of atonement. We thank you for your love and grace that is shown to us always. We thank you for baptizing us in the body of Christ and by this meal giving us hope for new life. Bless this bread and cup that it may bring us closer to you and all that you mean to our lives. Help us to live our lives in a way that is pleasing to you. We ask all these things in and through your own precious name. Amen.
broken, sent from the Father's side, the Son of God forsaken, the holy sacrifice. For me he was forsaken, for me he died alone, my sin forever taken, that I might be his own. The holy lamb was stricken, abandoned and alone. He bore the affliction, he bore it as his own. For me he was forsaken, for me he died alone, my sin forever taken, that I might be his own. And when my heart is broken, torn by my sin and pride, the Son of God now risen will draw me to his side. For me he was forsaken, for me he died alone, my sin might be his own. For me he was forsaken, for me he died alone, my sin forever taken, that I might be his own.
O God, and use them in your service. We offer them out of love for you and all you have created. We ask you guide us to use them to further the reach of your love to all the earth. Our scripture readings come from 2 Peter and 2 Corinthians, and Peg's going to read the first one for us.
And so it reads from 2 Peter, chapter 1, verses 5 through 7, says, "For this very reason you must make every effort to support your faith with goodness, and goodness with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with endurance, and endurance with godliness, and godliness with mutual affection with love." And my mother always said, cleanliness is next to godliness. I don't have anything to do with this.
The second reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9. "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed."
Do a sound check here. Can you hear me back there, Rick? We good? Okay. First thing I want to do today is I want to thank the youth. They brought us a great Sunday full of passion from them, all the way from the small ones to the ones that are graduating high school. It was a great service while Cynthia was gone. Want to thank Bob McNamara, who gave us a very moving message in that from the pulpit here a couple weeks ago. Want to thank all the choir and the musicians that put the musical Sunday together for us. That was wonderful. It's always great to have those special music, and the choir and the musicians put so much into it, and Amber, I know, does, and she brought her brother here. That was great, I'm sure, for her, not only to have her brother here, but to be able to participate in the service. And last but not least, from the service side of the deal, I want to thank Lonnie McBee for giving a very moving and detailed story of her travels with her daughter over to Africa. It was great for us to see all of God's work in play. And of course, Diane, thank you for the music. It's always wonderful, moving, inspirational to me to hear it, so I really appreciate that. So, kind of where to start today. We've been doing Pentecost, and so this is where we learn that really, Jesus left the earth, but his spirit was with us. So, everybody knows John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall have everlasting life and shall not perish. Now think about that. God said, if you believe, I will give you everlasting life, and you will not perish. And in John 14, we heard about how Jesus told them to keep his commandments. And the commandment that he said was, is love one another. You see, that's the commandment that we all got to learn to figure out how to do, is love one another. In John, love is mentioned 57 times. That's a lot for a book of the Bible that's not very long. So there was an emphasis on love. And in that verse, God talks about how he gave his Son to us on this earth, that he had never left us all the way from the very beginning. God was there when he created the heavens and the earth. He was there with Adam and Eve in the garden. He came all the way down through. When he needed to, he gave us Jesus on this earth. Then he took Jesus away for our salvation. But Jesus came back to us, and God said, I'm not leaving you alone. That the Spirit is in each and every one of us. Now, God never said anything about that it was going to be easy. It just isn't. We get tired. We get cranky. We get frustrated. Things don't go the way we had imagined them. This year, I reached what I considered to be, for me, the biggest milestone. I turned 60. Okay? Some people reflect back on their lives at 60, some at 70, maybe even 80 in that. Some maybe at 40 or 50. Some say, you know, geez, I'm old at 30. What have I accomplished? I'm only 30 years old. Yeah, exactly. But I decided I wanted to think at that point in time what it really meant to me as I passed what I considered to be that hill. You know, I reflected back on where I thought I was going to be when I was 20 and 30, maybe even 40, where I thought it would look like when I turned 60. It doesn't look anything like it. And I was full of surprises, and I couldn't figure out, well, what have I accomplished? You know, you start thinking about what have I accomplished in this time on earth at 60. And then I watched a video. You know, great thing is when there's nothing on TV, we have YouTube. So I watched a video, and it struck me. And I thought about it, and I thought about it, and I thought about it. And what I came to understand was, I'm going to die. Now, I don't say that in a macabre or depressed manner. I say it in a manner as a reminder to me that I need to continue to live, that I don't need to start saying is it's time for me to get my affairs in order. What I mean is I still have life to do. I still have something to do here in this world. And I need to live and cherish each and every day, each and every week, each and every month, each and every second that I'm here. I have to believe in reading John and the other passages here that love conquers all. I have to believe that. It's the one thing I think I can do. You know, I don't think it's hard to reinvent yourself at any stage of your life. I can reinvent myself at 60. I could reinvent myself, hopefully, at 70. I can reinvent myself if I was 20 or 30 about doing something different. I can reinvent myself to understand that I need every day to make a difference in someone's life. To show them love, to show them compassion, and to show them that they are cared and loved for. Now, there are days when I'm going to wake up and I'm not going to feel like doing that. But, you know, God never gave us a retirement date in the Bible. I've looked. I've looked on Wikipedia. I've looked in Google. I've asked Sari or whatever her name is in that. And there's nothing in the Bible about retirement. And you know why? Because at every age, we can reach out and we can love one another. We can help someone and we can make a difference in someone's life. Now, in today's world, in the news, doesn't matter whether it's from the TV, the radio, the social media, or whatever, you hear a lot of hate. You hear a lot of despair. People don't like each other. People who were together can't stand the sight of each other anymore. Friends, family,
whatever. But the one thing I can change is me. God's given me the ability to change myself, to understand that if I reach out with love and care and comfort, that I can probably make a difference in someone's life. And if I make a difference in their life, maybe they'll make a difference in someone else's life. And maybe it will go forward. So yeah, I reached a milestone, but the adventure is not over. In fact, I think the adventure is just beginning, because now that I realize what I think God wants me to do, which is to spread His word on a day-to-day basis, work hard, understand it's not going to be easy, understand that not everybody will be with open arms, but understand that I need to make a difference in someone's life. That's where the adventure begins. So my friends, today I ask you to venture always. Reach for the goals you haven't accomplished or you think you want to accomplish. Find the love in your heart and in your mind and in your soul. Because remember, Jesus told us that He would be with us all the way through. God has told us in the Bible that He will be with us always. He gave His only begotten Son. Jesus said, "Keep my commandment to love one another, and I will be with you." These are the things we can do. Adventure always, my friends. Adventure always. Amen.
Of encouragement. We welcome new members by confession of faith or baptism or transfer of membership to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior or to make First Christian Church your church home. Please talk to Pastor Cynthia, one of the elders, or come forward during this next hymn. Our hymn of dedication is Standing on the Promises, number 552. We will sing verses 1 and 4.
Thank you.
please join me in prayer. As we go out to a world of need, God continues to ask, "Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Send me." God leads us out in the world to live and serve. We commit to share the love and hope of God in word and deed. God with God, the one who has called you, made known as parent, as Christ, as Spirit. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.